ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्राप्रजन्तमपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतयातर्वोऽभिनोदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my millions of dandavat pranati pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nityalila Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nityalila Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj that Krishna at the time of his departure he is giving instruction to Uddhav what is really Bhagavat Dharma what are the sentences of pure devotees how we can be pure devotees how we can achieve Suddha Bhakti Uttama Bhakti in this connection he is telling oh the symptom of my devotees are there are so many things akrita kripalu akrita droha सतिच्छु सर्वदेहिना सत्यसारो अनुवद्य आत्मा सम सर्वोपकारक 11th canto 11th chapter 29 श्लोक ओ माय डियर उद्धव My bhakta is so merciful. He cannot tolerate the sufferings of we baddha jeev. That is why, like Narad, they travel whole world without invitation. anyone has not have invited Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj that you should come and preach here. Automatically, out of mercy, sent by his Gurudev, he was a murti of
embodiment
of mercy. His Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So he sent. So they are very, very merciful. They go to door like Nityananda Prabhu. Even they are beaten, they are insulted. Even they preach, oh, anyhow you should speak Hare Krishna or Krishna. You know that how Jagai Madhai beat Nityananda Prabhu, and here he
got caught
and blood was coming. Mahaprabhu became very, very angry, and he wanted to kill them with chakra, but Nityananda Prabhu stopped. No, Prabhu, you should not do. In other
incarnation
you have did like so, but in this not. So bhakta like shame, they are insulted sometimes. Anyone insults, even they don't give their habit to preach. Akrita droha, they don't think that anyone is in this world is my enemy. They don't think. Like Maharaj Yudhishthir, though Duryodhan and his party was doing so much nonsense to him, but he never thought that he is my enemy. So if anyone wants to do bhajan, he should be like that. He should not think anyone that he is enemy. If anyone doing something against him, even there were two saints, they were going
across a river.
In the bank of river, they saw that a scorpion was
flowing away
in the current of that river. One of the saintly person, he went and took the scorpion on his
palm.
And try to save her. But see, a scorpion
sting.
And again he came in the stream, that scorpion. Again he went there and took. Again
stung.
Again he took. Then his friend told, oh, why you are doing so? You should come. Don't try to save him. Let's
die.
Then that person told, if this scorpion is not giving up his nature to bite, how I should
give up my nature?
That I must save. And again he went and saved. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj never told Duryodhan. No Duryodhan.
Suyodhan.
Always Suyodhan. If anyone does something against devotee, they don't take revenge. Titikshu. घोसे घोस खा जाता है तभी सह लेते हैं.
Even something causes suffering,
if any suffering coming,
still it tolerate.
Very, very bigger, even they tolerate. Tolerance is the very high class of quality for devotees. So we should try to tolerate. Do you know what is truth? Absolute truth? Krishna is truth. Absolute truth. And his devotees are like so. From heart even, they don't want any mischief to others. Always their life, their wealth, their power, their strongness, everything for others, to save others, to help others. So Vaishnava should help others. In any case, their intelligence never become what? Kalushit.
Contaminate.
Contaminate. Contaminate. He is always Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarurapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadhai. We should try to practice this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction. Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarurapi Sahishnuna Amanina Man. If you want to chant Hari name, follow this slope. Their nature is very sweet. They don't disturb anyone. Never use harsh word to anyone. Very sweet behavior and sweet speaking, like Damodar Maharaj. They don't collect so much thing, wealth or anything. Anyhow, to maintain their life and their family life, what is necessary they have, not more than that. They do parimit bhojan. They eat
limited foodstuff.
Parimit means what is needed to save their life, only that, not more than that. Otherwise, fatness will come, and if fatness will come, then what will be? So many kinds of rogue, especially heart rogue, will come. And if any danger will come, they cannot run away. So, they should be careful. Those who take Parmitaha.
Limited foodstuff.
Limited?
Yes.
What?
Small amount.
Their intelligence become very good. Very good. No rogue also.
No disease.
No disease. They woke up in the morning before their guru and sleep. After sleeping, Gurudev, serving Gurudev, when Gurudev will sleep, then they will sleep. They will not take prasadam until Gurudev takes prasad. First giving, serving him, and then. They are never controlled by hunger, thirsty, thirst, shok, moh, janma, mrityu. Any kind of suffering may come. But they tolerate all. And always chanting Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They don't want any praise from others, but according to their qualification, they always
give respect to others.
these persons, devotees, they know me tattvatam. What I am, they know. And prema bhakti comes to them. Oh my dear Uddha, to serve Vaishnava, my devotee, mad bhaktabhyo pujanir adhika. The service, the seva of Vaishnava is more than my seva, Krishna is telling. If anyone serving me, I will not be so happy if anyone serve Mother Yashoda, I will be more
happy
than anyone serve me. I will be more happy if anyone can serve gopis or any bhakti. They are always happy, how in hearing Hari Katha. If there is bhav, then the symptom is that
Shanti Rabbarthakalattam.
Shanti Abarthakalattam. Virakti, Manasunyata, Ashabanda, Sabadkantha, Namagane, Sadaruchi.
Asakti-stat-vasati-sthale,
ityajo-bhava. Oh, you explain in brief.
So Srila Gurudev is explaining the qualities, the 26 qualities of a pure Vaishnava, which is mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also, Srila Gurudev is referring to the shloka which is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami, which is explaining the 9 symptoms of a Vaishnava who has attained the stage of bhav, bhav bhakti, bhav avastha. So in that stage, the pure devotee actually manifests completely all the transcendental qualities that are mentioned, these 26 qualities, and particularly 9 qualities become apparent. These are symptoms of someone who has attained the stage of bhav. If someone has these qualities, we can examine in their life, in their character, in their personality, if they are manifesting these qualities, we can understand that they have attained the stage of bhav. So the verse which Rupa Goswami has written, Shantir Avyartakalatvam Viraktir Mahanasunyata Asha Bhanda Samutkanta Namagani Sadaruchi Asaptistatunakyane Pritistat Vasatistale Ityadayo Anubhavasyur Jata Bhavan Pure Jane. So in someone in whom the Bhavankur, the sprout of bhav bhakti, has manifested in their heart, then these qualities will manifest. First of all, kshantir. Kshantir means that under any condition, he is never agitated. Always very, very tolerant and peaceful. Kshantir. Avyartakalatvam. He never wants to waste even a single moment of time without being completely engaged and absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering, doing all the limbs of bhakti. Shantira Vyakti Kalatam Viraktir. Virakti means that he's completely detached from any kind of material attachment in this world. Any kind of attachment to material enjoyment, for the sake of material enjoyment. He may accept whatever enjoyment comes, as Srila Gurudev was explaining in these qualities. Whatever small amount of foodstuffs is required to maintain the body, he accepts that, but not more than that. So he's completely detached from any material attachments in this world, viraktir. And mana shunyata, just like Gurudev has been explaining to us, the third shloka of Sikshastakam, in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing how someone can chant Shuddha Nam, that they have to be as feeling very humble, lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Trinadapi sunichena, turadapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. That they are not desiring for themselves any kind of respect to be shown to themselves. And on the opposite side, they are giving, manadena. They give respect to all living entities, according, especially in the, to the Vaishnavas, according to their level. If they are Kanishtha, Madhyam, or Uttam, he respects all Vaishnavas according to their level, but even every living being, every Jiva soul, he respects them as the eternal part and parcel of Krishna. But for himself, he's not attached at all to any kind of respect being shown to him. So that quality is called mana shunyata. Asha bandha samutkamta. Asha bandha means that the pure devotee is always maintaining the very strong, intense asha, desire, that he will be able to serve Krishna in transcendental praying. So he is aspiring at every moment for this asha bandha, hoping that the mercy of Krishna will come to him. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches in Sikshastakam also, in the sixth shloka, Nayanam Galadashrudharaya Vadanam Gadgata Rudhaya Gira Pulakair Nishitam Vapukkada Tavanam Agrahane Bhavishyati. So here Mahaprabhu is showing how a devotee who has attained the stage of Bhav, he is always praying to Krishna, "Oh, when, my dear Lord, Nayanam Galadashrudharaya, oh, when will my eyes be filled with tears of love as I chant your pure holy name? When will my voice be choked up while chanting your holy name? When will all the hairs of my body stand on end as I recite your holy names?" So in this way, the pure devotee is completely absorbed and aspiring to attain the perfectional stage of transcendental Krishna praying. And Asha Bandha Samutkanta, he is very, very eager at every moment. This eagerness is overwhelming, overflowing in his heart. So constantly, constantly he is striving toward that goal. Samutkanta, oh, when will it come? When will it come? Asha Bandha Samutkanta, Nama Gane Sada Ruchi. Very primary symptom of the Bhav Bhakta, that he is so much attached to the pure Shuddha Nam, chanting the holy names, Nam, Gane, Sada, Ruchi. He has taste. Just like this morning, we were on morning walk and Srila Gurudev was describing that if someone has Ruchi, if Ruchi comes to that devotee, if taste for chanting the holy name comes to that devotee, automatically, without being told by anyone that you should chant this number of rounds, he will chant more and more, increasing and increasing. So, the devotee who's on the perfectional stage is constantly Namagani Sada Ruchi. Just like Mahaprabhu is saying, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Sada means always, constantly flowing on his tongue, in his mind. His whole existence is completely relishing and tasting the nectar of Krishna Nam. Asaktistat Gunakyane Pritistat Vasatistale. So asaktis tadgunakyane means that the pure Vaishnava, oh, the Uttam Bhagavat, he is completely attached to describing all the names, qualities, forms, pastimes of Krishna. He wants to be relishing this also 24 hours daily. And pritistan vasati stale. He has priti, he has love and affection and attachment for the pure holy dham that has been manifested by the Supreme Lord within this world. Just like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in the first shloka of Manasiksha, he is telling Guru Goshte Goshtala Isu Sujane Bushurgane. He is telling that, oh my dear mind, please develop rati, transcendental love and affection and attachment for Sri Guru, for the holy dham. That means Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Sri Krishna has performed his transcendental pastimes. And therefore we see Srila Gurudev is calling the Vaishnavas from all over the world to come to Sri Navadvip Dham for Navadvip Parikrama, to go to all the transcendental nine islands of Navadvip Dham, in which Srila Gurudev is constantly glorifying the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in Kartik time, he is calling all the Vaishnavas from all over the world to come to Sri Vrindavan Dham, to visit all the 12 forests of Vrindavan during the month of Kartik. And in this way, Srila Gurudev is constantly glorifying the names, qualities, forms, and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So this pure devotee, he does not want to live anywhere outside of Krishna's holy Dham. And therefore, he is always living in Braja. Because even if physically it appears that he is leaving the holy Dham to go traveling and preaching throughout the world, actually he has not left. Because Vrindavan is in his heart. He is constantly living in Braj 24 hours daily. So, Pritishtha Prasati Sule, Ityadayo Anubhavasyur, Jata Bhavan Kure Jane. In this way, these nine qualities will be prominently exhibited in a pure Vaishnava who has attained the stage of Bhav Bhakti. So in this way, we can examine if someone is ordinary neophyte devotee, there is no possibility that they can manifest these divine transcendental qualities. So Srila Rupa Goswami has made it very clear, these are the symptoms of a pure Uttam Bhagwat.
Oh, my dear Uddhav, a devotee must take darshan of my Sri Vigraha. Sri Vigraha means his deity. And especially they should take darshan of pure Vaishnava. He is pure devotee. They should serve them. They should worship. And they should serve them. They should do stuti and pranam. Stuti means?
Prayer.
Prayer. Always with great shraddha. Strong Shraddha, they should hear my sweet pastimes as Krishna did in Braja. What he did in other incarnations, like Ram, like Nisinghadev, like others. Always meditating me and anything dear to devotee, they did not take themselves. They should offer to Krishna first. And then remain they can take. First distribute to others and then remaining they should take. Always they should glorify my Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. The birth of Krishna is not like humans, not prophet, not mortal. It seems that Krishna is taking birth from Mother Yashoda, but he is the creator of Mother Yashoda also, you know. So, we should know what is his Janma, what is his birth. Transcendental. He is always Sannat Mother Yashoda. Even he is Aja. No birth, nothing. Oh, yes, you must follow Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday, Nishingha Dev birthday, like this.
Nityananda Trayodashi.
Oh, Nityananda Trayodashi coming. Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu birthday. And at that day, they should sing the glory of Krishna. Like Jasomati Nandana Brajavaranagara Gokula Ranjanakana. Like this. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Ram Krishna Hai Griva. Like this. And dancing that day with drums, and they should make a Mahotsav.
Festival.
A festival like. On my birthday, especially Janmashtami, they should make Nagar Sankirtan with so many persons invited, with drums, with elephants, like horses, like we do in Mathura. And by so many paraphernalia, they should worship Krishna. Oh, like servant himself, by their hands, they should wash temple. They should do archana himself, not by any servant. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did in
Gundicha
Mandir, himself. Oh. Now, Uddhav, I am thinking, I have decided that Satsanga and Bhakti Yoga, both at a time, is essential to be a Vaishnava. Both Sadhusanga and in the guidance of Sadhusanga, Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, all these things. We must follow, if you like, Krishna Bhakti. Hearing, and after that you will be weak. Don't be like so. Time to time I may come. Time to time I will send
preachers
like Padmanabh Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj, others, Tirtha Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Tridandi Maharaj, so many. And I think in you, among you, there are so many, so much qualified person. Now you have tested. Oh, Grihastasram. You should come out of Grihastasram and take sannyas and preach. I know so many. Brajvallabh Prabhu, he is very qualified. I want that he should come out of Grihastasram. I think their daughters and wife, oh, they will allow it and they will be happy for this. Oh, that Prabhu, what name?
Jagadish. Lilasu Prabhu.
Lilasu Prabhu. Oh, he is very qualified. Why he is delaying, I don't know. You should come out of Grihastasram.
Jagadish.
Huh?
Jagadish Prabhu.
Yes, Jagadish Prabhu is very qualified. He should also come out. So I know that there are so many. Now Krishna is telling, these things. Satsanga, association of high class of Vaishnava and Bhakti Yoga, both at a time, it is essential. I think there is no other means to be liberated from this world, to cross the endless pain and birth and death and everything. Only through Uddhav, you are my soul, dear friend, also my dear servant. You are my all. So I am telling you very confidential thing. And what is that? Narodhayati manjogo nasankha dharma evacha na swadhyaya tapotyago neta purtana dakshina narodhayati manjogo. Oh, if you have so much attraction in worldly things, in wealth, in your children, in your all other things, oh, only satsang can what? Nashta kar sakta hai.
Destroy
all these things. All your attachment, worldly attachment, only sadhu sang can or remove. Other anything cannot. Very, very powerful. And that is why association of high class of Vaishnava controls me so much. But jo Shankha and Varnasham Dharma, not reading Vedas, tapasya or austerities, everything, they cannot control me. Only sadhu sangha and sadhu sangha. Even to go to Ganges and take bath, all kinds of breath, bathe, by following that, you cannot control your senses. Never. Only satsang can
control.
Make me control. Though this is not the process of only one Jew, for all four Jews, same thing sadhu sangha. By association of Vaishnava, by satsanga, daitya, dana, demons,
giant,
birds, animals, gandharva, aspara,
heavenly themselves,
oh, so many nags,
snakes
like Kaliya, Siddha, oh, that only received me.
Achieved
by salvation. They have not done anything. No sacrifice, no one, no, not, they have not so much learned. They never read
any austerity.
Bathe and other things. In human, Vaishya Sudra, women's, Antyaja, Antyaja means out of
caste, outcast.
Out of
outcast.
Outcast. And in them, you know, Vritrasu. He was?
Demon.
Prahlad Maharaj in the dynasty of Demon, son of Hiranyakashipu, Vishparva, Bali Maharaj, he was also
Demon dynasty.
Barasu, also Demon dynasty. Mayadano, Demon, Vibhishan in the dynasty of
Demon.
He was brother of Kumbhakarna and Raman, but he was devotee. How he became, you know, by the association of Hanuman. In one day, he was turned into a sadhu, all were finished in that Mahabharata. But Vibhishan was escaped and he was given kingdom. You know, monkey, Sugriv, Hanuman, and bear,
Jambuvan,
Gajendra,
Gajendra,
elephant.
Yeah.
Jatayu, you know Jatayu?
Vulture.
When Raman was stealing Sita, at once Jatayu being a Giddha.
Vulture.
He attacked Raman and he wanted to
Solo.
Make free Sita from his hand. And Raman cut his
wings
and he died. But Ramchandra came and told, may I give life to you again? No, no. I want that by eyes unseeing you and meditating you and chanting your name, Ram Ram, I should give up my body. And Krishna, like a father, he gave him Ajodhya Dham. And he was sent to Ajodhya like father. And Ramchandra himself did his funeral service. So Jatayu, how he became? By Garuda. Garuda is Krishna Bhakta. So by his association. Hanuman? You know Hanuman? He is incarnation of Shankar. When Ramchandra comes, then Shankar becomes Hanuman to serve Ram. And in Krishna pastime, he becomes Gopishwari.
Gopishwar
Mahadev to serve him.
And Dharakailasam incarnates inside him.
So, Jatayu, Tuladhar, Vaishya, Dharma, Vyad, Kubja, you know. Only one day association of Krishna. Oh, Shiv became turned into devotee. Gopis, they have not read any Ved. They have not done any austerities. Gopis, Nag Kanya, Nag Patni, the wives of Kali, what they have done? Jagyapatni, what they had done? Nothing. Only full of plate, they gave delicious food to Krishna. Always having association of those who used to go to Gokul and come back with them discussion. Only. Even deers, Kali, Nag, all, they were very foolish. They were of foolish tribe, Jati. But even, only by satsang, they received Krishna.
Kali the sab jole thake, tar potrida karsanga pilo. Kali is snake, they live in water. Their wives get association from whom?
They are heard from Narada or anyone. It may be. Oh, I cannot go to fry gopis. They are not gone to school. Nothing. They are not read even studies, Vedas. No austerities, nothing. But without me, they cannot live a second. They will die without Krishna. And their life were in the heart of Krishna, so never die. Otherwise, they have done. So, O Uddhava, this is, I am telling you, the most confidential thing, sadhu sang, sarv siddhi ha. Lo matra sadhu sang hai, sadhu. But sadhu should be really sadhu, not in the disguise of sadhu. They must be sadhu. What qualities have been told, that should be in that devotee. So, in this way he is giving instruction to it. I am requesting Brajavallabh Prabhu to tell some of the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sometimes slightly advanced civilized people catch a barbarian and dress him nicely and then see what we've done to him, that maybe he could say something of relevance. So I've been busy today and I couldn't put anything formally in my mind about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you are all devotees and you know so much about the teachings of Sri Parrots to speak or something. Or in this case, then maybe what's in there that I've received and can come out. But what Mahaprabhu came to give, Srila Gurudev so graciously has encapsulated that over the last so many years of his travels in the West and presented it in a very, very clear and concise manner. And we've taken advantage of that. But the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to try and speak the whole thing in a few moments is, we may as well try and catch the moon, like a dwarf would try and catch the moon or catch the wind. Even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, somehow or other, on that night, everybody entered into the Ganges and started chanting the holy name. And even as a little child, he could only be pacified by the ladies and everyone singing the names of Krishna. So, Krishna Lila Amrita Sa Tarasata Satada Dasvatike Vaheya Hapaike Seichetana Lila Hai Sarvaravatai. So devotees, Kaviraj Goswami is saying that Krishna's pastimes are the essence of nectar, Krishna Lila Amrita Sar. Whatever Krishna does is the essence of divine nectar. So devotees, Kaviraj Goswami is inviting everybody so beautifully into Chaitanya, to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is flowing from him. To enter into the, he's asking the devotees, may the swans of your mind come to this lake. Because the pastimes, and enter into this lake of the pastimes, the life and the precepts, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there hundreds of these beautiful streams are flowing everywhere. All of Krishna's pastimes are flowing everywhere if we can enter into the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yataya Tagora Padaravinde Vindeta Bhaktim Krishakum Narasi Tatakato Sapati Vedya Kashma Radha Padamkori Sudam Narasi. That to those greatly fortunate persons who have developed devotion unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the divine essence, of the ultimate attainment, which is none other than the service of the lotus feet, Radha Padambu Sudamburasi. That the service to the feet of Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan will be automatically attained. So every pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so infinitely deep and full of shiksha. And it is coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is coming in Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Every move of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a divine instruction. His pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, what's the other one? Chaitanya Mangala. Everything he does, he's teaching the devotees how to be a devotee of Krishna. What he taught Sri Sanatana Goswami in Prayag, Sambandha Gyan, all about the different relationships about with Krishna, about the different incarnations. So many things he has given in Sanatana Siksha. And then his instructions to Sri Rupa Goswami in Varanasi, and then Sri Rupa Goswami took those instructions and it came out in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all, and his instructions. It is all divinely empowered by Mahaprabhu. When Sanatana wanted to throw himself under the rough cart and finish it, Mahaprabhu heard about this. And he said, no, through you I will reveal all the Bhakti Shastras, all what I wanted to give. So what Mahaprabhu wanted to give in this world, that subject matter is very, very deep.
Yeah, he's preparing.
In the end.
What he came to give has been explained to one and all. And Apita Charin Chirat Purana Virpirana Karo, this sloka that is coming in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami has given, may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be situated so deeply in the core of our heart. And if we worship Mahaprabhu, then everything will flow from there. Our understanding of Vrindavan will become a spontaneous flow. If we try and enter into Brajlila and understand who is Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna and all their associates without coming through the systematic teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll be finished. It is an impossibility for a start. One can never know. But when that divine Sri Krishna comes into this world as Mahaprabhu, then we can understand what is Vrindavan and the pastimes of Vrindavan. Prem Ras Niyas Purti Ashvadan Raga Manga Bhakti Loki. He came to preach something that is so rare, and that is devotion to Krishna with spontaneous attraction to Krishna. This is practically inconceivable and impossible to understand from the human platform. It can't be understood because it is aprakrita, it is beyond this material world, it is a doksha. How can we understand Krishna? But when that Krishna comes down and gives himself, then we can rise up. So he's Adarya, he's very merciful. So he taught Sri Sanatana Goswami that the position of the jiva, everything we know has come from Mahaprabhu. All the simple things we know to the highest things we know has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The position of the jiva as being part and parcel of Krishna. We got this from Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. That we're actually a manifestation of Krishna, simultaneous, one with Krishna, but different from Krishna. What a joyous thing. And these are the initial understandings. Just in the initial understanding, so much happiness should come to our heart. Mahaprabhu has given all of this. So, we are now conditioned. We've been overwhelmed by Maya. So by entering in deeper and deeper into the practice of devotional service, Mahaprabhu taught Sri Rupa Goswami in was it Prayag or Varanasi? Prayag. About the different stages of devotional service. Abhidhaya, how to practice devotional service. So through them they have given all of this. So very briefly, I've tried to say a little something. But to go deeper and deeper into the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to cultivate a diametrically opposed consciousness than what we have developed so far in this life. And that's not so easy. And what Srila Gurudev has been reading tonight and the previous nights, it took a lot of effort for me to not melt into the cup. Because all of those divine qualities of the devotee, it's hard to see in oneself. So that transformation of consciousness, trinadapi senichanana, these things light. So how to focus in this new way, as my Guru Maharaj would say, embrace the revolutionary plane of consciousness. Can we embrace the revolutionary plane of consciousness to greet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because that's where he dances. When Mahaprabhu dances and he's singing, he's distributing divine nectar everywhere. Can we undergo the transformation so that we can understand who is Mahaprabhu and what he came to give? So,
yes. Thank you. Yeah. Now, Krishna again began to tell, "Oh my dear Uddhava, without attachment you should travel whole world and glorify me and tell others my glories, my sweet pastimes. But one thing, you should be very careful from ladies. They are like burning fire. You should try to respect them like mother, like daughter, like sister only. And if you will be attached anyhow, then will burn to ashes at once. So be careful. If anyone married person, only he has love and affection for his wife, but not attached, or lady should in that very way. If they will see any person,
male,
they should treat him like father, like son, like brother, nothing else. So you should learn this. I'm telling you that there, once upon a time, in previous days, there was a very powerful king named Pururva. He was the emperor of whole world, whole universe. One day he went to shikar khel.
Hunting
in the
forest.
And he saw a very beautiful lady. And then he was so much attracted. He told that lady, "Oh Devi, who are you? Why you are here? It seems that you are not from this world. You are from heavenly planet and you are angels." Then that lady told, "Yes, I am not of this world. I am heavenly planet and my name is Urvashi, one of the dear dancer of Indra. I have come to this world. I was searching my husband. So who is qualified for my husband? But today I see you. You are very young, very strong. Your personality is so high. You are king. So I have love and affection for you. If you allow, we can marry. The king, Pururva, at once became very, very happy. Oh, that I wanted. No delay. We should return back to our kingdom and there our marriage will be done. And it became so. Marriage was done. But that Urvashi told that you have promised two things. I have two
lambs.
They are very dear to me. I want that you should always save them, protect them. And secondly, you should not be naked.
I should not see you naked position.
I don't want to see you naked. So don't be naked in front of me. He told, nothing, I will follow. I promise. Oh, 1,000 years went. How it went? They could not knew. Always entangled in sense gratifications. One day in the dark saw that very Urvashi I am not seeing. Where is she has gone? Go toward, now she is in, has gone in this world and he is married now with Pururva. So he sent some his
followers.
Go at once and anyhow steal away two
lambs.
And when you will still and take it to here, automatically Urvashi will come. Then they went in the midnight when Pururva was with his wife Urvashi. In the meantime, when they began to stole away the lambs, they began to cry, meh. At once, Urvashi told, coward person, you promised that I will save my lambs, and if anyone is taking them, stealing away, you cannot save them? You are very coward. Then, in what position he was, he ran with his bow and arrow. But he became naked. In hurry, he was so. Anyhow, he set the lamps and he returned back. Then, Urvashi saw that he is naked. You are naked. You have
broken your promise.
You have broken your promise, so I am going to my Urvashi low to Indra. And saying, she began to run away. King told her, my dear Urvashi, without you I cannot live. I will die. So please wait a little. But she at once flew away to heavenly planet. And this person, Pururva, how Urvashi, wait a little, he followed. And he also went to heavenly planet. There Subrasi told, "Oh, you are very intelligent person. Why you are following me?" You should return back and you should serve Krishna and meditate Krishna. And you should be attracted on Krishna. Why to me? What myself? This body is full of urine, blood, stool, and same thing. Nothing else. So give up me and go and meditate Krishna. But he was so blind at that time and he was so mohagrasta.
Bewildered.
That, "Oh, Urvashi, you should come with me." But after some time, "Oh, what nonsense I am doing. I was the king of emperor of the whole world. I was very strong personality. And what nonsense I am going to do? I am attracted to a lady. What lady? Only blood, stool and everything. Now I should give up from my heart this lady and I should keep Krishna in my heart." And telling, he told, "Na upabhogena samyat na kamena."
No.
By enjoying.
No jatu kamo kamana upabhogena samyati. Krishna.
By enjoying. Oh, anyone cannot be happy, not satisfied. Lives. And give in fire, swaha, ghee, then it will burn more. So if you want to enjoy, then you will want in future more, and thus you will go to destruction, hell. So I must keep Krishna in my heart. And telling this, he returned. And at once he gave up his whole kingdom, all relatives, wives, everything, and he went to forest and began to meditate on Krishna. So we should take this lesson and follow. You should know all these things. As he did, we must think this deeply. He told also, history of Tridandi Bhikshu. How a devotee should be tolerated. Must be tolerated. If devotee is not tolerant, if mosquito will come and bite you, then he will take gun and will try to
shoot.
Kill that mosquito here and there running. Like so. So we should be careful for this. Oh, you should tell about Tridandi. Antishap Kare.
Krishna. So first of all, I offer pranams to Lord Sri Gurudev.
Coming back.
My Shikshi Gurus, Shri Gurudev is going to the bathroom, so this day. You can go behind, you know. Offer my obeisances to my Shikshi Gurus, Nichirila Prabhish, Shri Gauravinda Maharaj, Nichirila Prabhish, Shri Bhaktivinoda Bhaman Maharaj, Nichirila Prabhish, Shri Bhaktivinoda Chirukura Maharaj, all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So Gurudev has caught me by surprise because I asked him today, "Will I speak at a meeting?" He said, "No." So I didn't so much study that bit. But this is a lesson on tolerance. There was one Brahmin, if I'm not mistaken. So he was a very miserly person. He was always collecting wealth. So he would never perform any service to any guests. He would never perform any service to any Vaishnavas. So it says that that house which cannot serve Vaishnavas, then the parents will become very miserly and cruel. Then how the children will learn any good qualities? Therefore by Sadhu Sangha, when a sadhu comes to stay in our house, not only we are benefited, but the children are also benefited. In Jayavadana we see the example. There was one merchant and his wife, Damayanti. They were very miserly. They never had any sadhu in their home, therefore their children picked up on their cruel habits. One day they locked the parents out of the house and stole all their wealth. What is the result? Because they never served any sadhu. Together he was extremely miserly. Even the most wealthy person in the world, how many chapatis can they eat at night? Only 3 or 4. Therefore for whom are we keeping our wealth? Therefore that wealth which is not engaged in religious activities, that wealth is like poison. So, that Jnani Bhikshu, he accumulated great amount of property, great amount of wealth. And one day, then it was stolen from him. So, and he lamented bitterly. So it said suffering is also one type of renunciation. Therefore, by good fortune, he left everything. He achieved Sadhu Sangha, then he could understand the glories of Sri Hari Bhajan, devotional service to Sri Krishna. So afterwards he took sannyas, the renounced order of life. So sannyas simply doesn't mean carrying around a piece of bamboo. Sannyas means one should have the qualities of sannyas. That means one should give up everything for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna. Only giving up everything is not sannyas. But giving up everything for the pleasure of Guru, for the pleasure of Gauranga, this is actual sannyas. So that Jnani Bhikshu, now he had taken the profession of begging. So as you know, today some people took Diksha. So the rule is Diksha, you have to go and beg from 7 houses. Because when you go to beg, you must be insulted. Some people give some harsh words to you. Some people give you praise, some people will neglect you. So this is very good for humility. Then when that Jnani Bhikshu, he had to go and beg from the same people he used to cheat in business. The same people who he never gave donation to. Then all those people, of course, you know, there's a good saying. You meet your enemies, those people you trod on to get to the ladder of success, they're the same people you meet on the way down. Therefore, all those people who he used to cheat and insult, now is a good chance. Therefore, they began torturing him. They would pass air on him. When he would hold out his begging bowl, they would pass urine in it. They would beat him, steal his asan, steal his japa, steal his cloth, steal his ganchas, pound him, beat him, insult him. Oh, we know what type of sannyasi are you? There are some people who lose all their business, they have no way to fill their stomach, therefore they take sannyas. It is called karma sannyas. Then they insult him. You are like that type of donkey baba. Donkey baba means you have nothing to eat, therefore you beg and Hari Rama, Hari Krishna. Radhe Radhe, give me a few chapatis. Therefore he was insulted, beaten, all his property was stolen. Therefore, as a result, he developed great tolerance. But how we can tolerate? It said, Ityutudaka, Stisadar Parayan, Krishna Hipai. Unless we unless we have tolerance, unless we control our mind and senses, then how are you going to achieve Krishna? Therefore, he exhibited magnificent tolerance. But tolerance comes from where? Only when the heart is absorbed in Sri Krishna, then this world will become insignificant, therefore easy to tolerate. Some days before, when Brahmacharya's Gurudev, how can I give up anger? And Gurudev said, and a wonderful example, if there was a piece of newspaper in my room and I tore it up, would you become angry? No, why not? Because it's only a piece of newspaper, it's insignificant. So Gurudev said, in the same way, only when you see this world as insignificant and our so-called tribulations as insignificant, then you can give up anger, attachment, madness, all these faults. Then the Jnani Bhikshu, he sang some series of verses. So that verses were very much appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially describes what is real sannyas. There he said, he described about Paramartha Nishtham. the dedication of body, mind and work completely to the service of Paramatma or Sri Krishna, this is actual sannyas. So that sannyasi, that Chaitanya Bhikshu began singing those songs, and Mahatma also used to explain this is the real meaning of sannyas. When Sri Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then he was carrying Ekadanda. Some people believe that there is no difference between the individual soul and the Supreme Lord. Therefore they carry one danda. They say there is nothing else but the Supreme Lord. I am that Brahman, you are that Brahman, everyone is God except Krishna. So Srinidhi Guru, he took that danda and he smashed that in three places. Nityananda was thinking, this danda is the cause of the pain of all the residents if not a week. This danda has broken the heart of Sri Vishnupriya. This danda has broken the heart of Sri Sachimata. Therefore this danda is the cause of all suffering. And Srinityananda broke it into three places. Therefore Srinityananda indicated what is real sannyas. Thinking oneself as equal to the Supreme Lord, this is not sannyas. But to consider oneself an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, this is real sannyas. Therefore, we take true danda. Some people think Mahaprabhu is Mayavad sannyasi. But Mahaprabhu is not a Mayavad sannyasi. Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Vaishnava sannyas or Chidanda sannyas. Therefore, in the Chidanda sannyas, there are three sticks. They indicate that those persons who accept three things as eternal objects. The individual soul, the Supreme Lord, and the relationship between the individual soul and the Supreme Lord as servant, who accepts these three things as eternal, that person is Chidanya Sannyas. Therefore, when we can tolerate like the Chidanya Bhikshu, then we can achieve that prem. Mahaprabhu said, if you want Mahaprabhu instructed to Ramananda Roy. In that same manner that you would chant the holy name, that same manner you will achieve prem. That we will achieve prem, we need these four things. Chanada, Bhisa, Nishna, Buddhadeva has been saying. More humble than a tree, more tolerant than a blade of grass, giving all respect to others, and not demanding respect for oneself. So this is the most hardest thing to do. One Vaishnava said, I want you to become a Vaishnava, but I met one huge brick wall in my progress. That was the verse. So very hard to do. Only that person who has prem, that person can manifest the symptoms of Chanada Pisa Nichina. Go Premanandi.
In the conclusion, Srila Rupa Goswami is telling, the essence of all the instructions that we have told, that Krishna has told to Uddhava, essence of all, most dear of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And inspired by Mahaprabhu, he has written, Tannama Rupa Charitali Sukartananu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyujya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naed Akhilami Ityupadeshasaram. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukrtanam. Tannam Krishna. Krishna is so many kinds. Gaunam Mukhyanam.
Primary and secondary.
Jagannath, Jagannivas,
Jagadish.
These names are Gauna.
Secondary.
Narayan, Nishingha Ram. These are
primary.
In primary, most primary, what name? The names of Krishna related to Braja. Sri Krishna, Govinda. Sri Krishna, Govinda, Hare Murari.
Hare Mukunda.
Govinda, He Nanda Kishore Krishna. Harsi Jasoda Tanaya Prasida. Sri Ballavi Jeevan Radhikesh. Sri Krishna, Gopal, these names, Brajavasis. Kanhaiya, these names. More than that, Jashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan. More, Gopikant, Gopijana Ballava. More, Radha Ballava. This is the highest name. Radha Kanda, Radha Nath, Radha Rasbihari, Radha Raman, Radha Madan Mohan. All these names are highest names. So always remember these names with sweet pastime. By turn you should do kirtan. Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai these names, always chanting and remembering the sweet pastime. When you chant by turn Damodar, then what should you do? How Mother Yashoda binded him in a
grinded motor.
And how Krishna is weeping. And Yashoda Mother is chastising Supreme Lord, not thinking Supreme Lord. Oh, my child, like that. So remember all the leelas. When Rash Bihari, or remember the sweet past times of Rash, in the same way the names, and be in Vrindavan. Without Vrindavan, Krishna cannot live. Anywhere he can, only in Vrindavan. And what he is doing with gopis, that sweet past friends remembering. And Arki Tannam Rup Chaitadi Sukrita Anukramena Rasana Manasi Tishthan Braji. But anyhow you are not
able to go to
Vrindavan. Where you are, you should be there. And always think, meditate that I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing very smoothly and gently in crooked way, surrounding all Vrindavan. Both sides of Vrindavan, Peli, Chabeli, Jui, Lotus, Kadamba, oh so many flowers are in bosom. Bees are hanging on each tree, oh full of
flowers
and full of fruits, and they have gone
coming
that
down.
Branches have gone to
coming down
and cuckoo birds singing,
peacocks dancing
there,
yeah.
In that Vrindavan,
yeah.
Radha Krishna are playing in the kunj near Govardhan in so beautiful green Vrindavan. So meditate, I am in Vrindavan. And then, oh, Tannam Rupa Charitadi. By turn, you should do kirtan of Krishna name, and by mind, you should meditate. But, Anu, Nirantar, without any broke, as a honey, stream comes. And in the control, in the
guidance
of any bona fide guru or Rashik Vaishnav. Rashik and Tattagya Vaishnav. This is the... And for this, gopis are most beloved of Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavat is Praman. Is proof. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Oh, this is only the highest thing. We must follow all these things. Srila Rupa Goswami. And one thing more you should remember what? That our Swamini is Radhika. My master is Radhika. What is relation with your Krishna? Oh, she is most beloved of my Swamini Srimati Radhika ji. No direct connection with Krishna. I will be happy in the when Radhika is happy, and when feeling separation, so much suffering, I will suffer. All time, I will serve Radhika. This is the highest thing. We should think like this and follow these instructions. In the end, I want to say that always you should take all these instructions in your pocket, that is in your heart. Always remember and try to follow. By this very soon you will have Krishna prema. You will be liberated from this world. Whether you are grihastha, whether are you brahmachari, whether you are sannyasi. And better if you sannyasi or give up everything. Nothing to be attached. And by that, Mukunda Seva, oh, we can always remember Krishna. After this, he told Uddhava, now you should go to Badrikashram. And at once he did parikrama of Krishna and went to Vrindavan. And in meantime, all the Jadubansi, they did fire sacrifice. And Mahaprasad was given to Brahmins and Rishis. But unlucky, they took marya, means
rice wine.
Wine, a kind of
rice.
Wine. And they became mad. And they began to fight themselves. Krishna Baldev, they wanted to tell them, oh, don't quarrel themselves. But they also began to quarrel with, they wanted to kill Krishna even. They have no sense at all. And thus, they took that very sarkanda.
The sargrass.
Grass. And by grass, they began to fight each other and killed all, top to bottom. Only Krishna and Baldev were there. Baldev also, on the bank of ocean, he became Shankarsan, like snake, and went in the north direction. Krishna saw that everyone is now finished. Then he sat
under a tree,
making like this, keeping his one to Saravata, like this. And this was very ready. Far away,
hunter.
A hunter saw and he thought that it is a deer. And from deer, same very iron
arrow.
Who had put on his arrow and he suited. At once it came and
touched Krishna's feet.
Then he ran to catch the deer. But when he came, oh, there was Krishna, Jagat Guru. Then he began to weep. Oh, Prabhu, you should punish me. Then Krishna told, no, no punishment. You should go to heaven. If anyone is doing so, the Krishna himself showed the example. Oh, no. By this, I wanted this and you have done my what I wanted. You should go.
Fulfill my desire.
And then, Krishna, at that time, Brahma, Shankara and all demigods came there. and in front of them in a second Krishna by his body he went to Golok Vrindavan. What is this? You know that all the Yadubansi, Pradyumna, Nirudha, Satviki, all were associates of Krishna, very near and dear. And how they will take that
wine
and they will
kill each other,
fight each other? It is absurd. So in Bhagavad events has been told that this was a
magic show.
Once in India, a magician B.C. Roy very famous governor of Bengal invited him to show his
magic.
He went there. Time was 4 p.m.
Schedule.
So all the governors and all high position person were there to see the magic of B.C. Roy. Time was 4 p.m.
Schedule.
But they were
waiting,
and he came at about 5.
And chew betel nut.
And he was chewing betel nut. The asas became very angry with him. Why you came late? We are waiting for you.
He'll punish you.
Oh, you should see your
watch.
What is the time? These are that 4. Oh. Then, what they could can take? Oh, then he told, this is my first magic. No? Also, I have seen my own eyes in Mathura. One magician covered his son with a white cloth and he cut his
neck
and taking his head he put in a box and 3 locks were
given
and the key was given to district magistrate. He was there. Police superintendent was there. And then he called, oh my son, come on. And out of crowd, from one side his son came here. How it began? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, really, this was not done at all. Anyone not killed, no fight, nothing. It was fully the act of Krishna Maya. How it became? There was a king. There once a
magician
came with his young lady and 2
sons,
9, 10. Very beautiful. And then there showed him play that on a rope on 2 bamboos. She was chad gai.
Walking on that rope.
And keeping one vessel. And taking a bamboo stick and he was dancing on the rope. Coming, going on the rope only. And then he came down. Then queen gave him
expensive necklace.
Necklace.
Her own necklace.
To that lady. That lady, when she was wearing that necklace, her 2 sons came, mother give me, and they began to quarrel for this necklace. Mother
took
out, and then sons began to snatch from each other, quarreling. But they were
equal power,
so they could not. Then one took his sword at once, and another also took sword, and he cut his head, and he cut his head. Both were
dead.
Then magician, my son are dead. What should I do? I must die. And then he took that sword and he killed himself. And then wife, my husband, my children are dead. And he took the another sword and he cut. Four were dead. Queen and others were back and very worried. And then anyhow, they collected the bodies and took away from their place. And in night, whole night, they were thinking about what we have done. I give necklace and for these four are dead. But in the morning, they have received a letter. O Queen, first, what we saw you.
Performance.
You have given necklace. Necklace is with us. And second, for what second we did, we are not dead. It was only mesmerism. Magic.
Get any reward for
that. So, we want another
reward.
A reward for that. And if you have no belief, you can come and see me, see us, we are alive. King went with his queen and others, and he saw that they are smiling and coming with garland to give queen and
king.
Then, king, where is our reward for that?
Second, sir.
King gave something reward to them. If a magician can do like this, who is magician who has created this world? How his magic, how his achinta maya, achinta means
inconceivable
maya. He can do anything he like. So, by this way, Krishna took all his associates with him to Golok Vrindavan, and those who have come from heavenly planet, they were sent to
Again
to them,
heaven.
To heaven. In this way, Krishna took them all with him in Golok. So, that was a mesmerism. Gaur Premanande. What I have told, what Krishna has told to Uddhava, always keep in mind and try to follow and have pure Uttama Bhakti. Life is short. When will die? We don't know. A minute even. Parikshit has 7 days. We have nothing. So before death, we should try to realize who am I, who is Krishna, what is relation with him, and have prem to Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Now, Prabhu. Now, Prabhu, what name?
Madhav.
Madhav should be ready, and he should show his.
Hare Krishna.